Columbus in cinema, theater, literature, and comic books. It seems that the first film dedicated to Columbus was made in 1922 by a Hungarian director, with the initial sequences shot in Genoa. In the Spanish and Italian area, starting from the 40s, the character of the famous explorer has inspired several filmmakers, and even Hollywood got interested by the appeal of Columbus. However, all the films on Columbus have a common denominator. They seem to never have luck on screen, as if they were haunted by a tragedy. Not even the theater has escaped the fascination exerted by the character of Columbus and his epic undertaking. Among the numerous works devoted to the subject, we mention two. The first is set temporarily just a century after the events and shares with them the historical and religious climate, while the second is a 20th century drama. The great Spanish playwright Lope de Vega wrote in 1599 El Nuevo Mundo Descubierto por Cristóbal Colón, describing the preparations for the trip, the long and troubled ocean crossing, and the conversion of the natives. Lope, in addition to the figure of the great navigator, celebrates in his verses the universal victory of Christianity. Moving on to the 20th century, the French Catholic writer Paul Claudel wrote in 1927 Le Livre de Christophe Colomb, conceived as an opera with music by Darius Milhaud, praising the feat of Columbus and the triumph of faith. In a completely different tone, the Roman poet Cesare Pascarella, author of poems in Roman dialect, devotes up to 50 sonnets to the America's discovery, composed in 1894. Pascarella narrates with folksy and lively humor the various stages of Columbus's famous voyage, helping people to relate to these events that happened so long ago, and lifting that aura of solemnity and rhetoric with which the official chronicles have passed them on. Columbus has also starred in comic books. We can mention a very unusual one that is not intimidated by the stature of the character and rather interprets him with irony and irreverence. Columbus, Tragedy of a Loafer, is a comic book created by Francisco Tullio Altan in 1976. The story follows Columbus's life from the birth to the trip to the Americas, showing a totally different character from the one delivered by the official chronicles. Fat, sweaty, and ugly. He will eventually discover the new continent literally by bumping into it. Native Americans appear much more civilized than the Genoese navigator. Columbus's companions do not hesitate to use violence to make the inhabitants reveal where the gold is, but without success. The story ends with the return of Columbus to his queen at home, empty-handed, without either gold nor spices.